Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress. Carry your tummy about to go off.
Bonjour et bienvenue dans notre émission de radio. Et nous avons hâte d'accueillir à nouveau notre ami Tommy de Londres. Tout le monde, joignez vos mains. Carrie et Tommy.
Oh, welcome to Bonjour. Bastille Day.
This is...
Welcome back, first of all. You're
thank
back.
You. Thank you. And I can't believe I expected a warm and loving welcome instead of being mocked.
Don't you like what we've done
French
with the place?
Banners everywhere.
No, well, just first of all,
you've got a funny French mustache on.
I know how much you love a themed night.
Yes.
It's one of your favourite things.
Isn't it?
Second of all, I know how much you love the French now.
Aren't they great?
From having plucked you out mid-swim from England to Belgium. Mm. And it happens
ruining
to be
it.
Bastille Day.
Is it actually day, Bastille Day?
Yes, on the day you return. So we decided to French up this entire room. Have a baguette.
Oh, my God. Jesus, mate. Just launched a baguette across the room.
What is Bastille Day, apart from ruining my day today?
Isn't it just
what?
their national day? The same way we have, what do they have when it's Ireland's Day?
St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day. Isn't it the same thing?
I don't know. You're the one that spent so long decorating the place.
The only reason I found out it was Bastille Day is because I'm on some email chain from a restaurant that invited me to French night. And I was like, hey, guys, it's Bastille Day on Thursday.
Are you going?
No.
No.
Better things to do. Okay. My time.
Set up Bastille Day.
Anyway, so lovely to have you back.
We've had it explained to us that it is to celebrate the fall of Bastille in Paris.
The Bastille was eventually used as a state prison. That's how this room will feel to you by the end of the show today.
It already does.
A prison that you can't get out of.
Hey, obviously, the French ruined the swim, but I've got a little update for you next, because I think we can right some of
the wrongs.
The wrongs. No, that's
amazing.
German. Anyway, the wrongs.
Really?
The wrongs.
See? Carrie and Tommy.
A
this
bit
is
of Bastille.
Do an accent. Do an accent.
Oui, oui. Bonjour.
Oh, good stuff.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And as people may have just heard, our studio is heavily decorated because...
Yes, it is. It's all for you. We thought this is what you'd like to arrive.
This is not for me.
It is all for you.
This is for your enjoyment.
Of watching you in misery.
Yes.
So, actually, it's all for me.
Schadenfreude? What's it called?
Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
No. That's too much German. Only French today.
For some reason, I keep doing German, though.
Yes, and how do you feel about it?
I feel okay. So I've been thinking and I've got an idea.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what you're going to think of it. Because as far as I'm concerned, there were two major parts of the swim, right? There was the swim itself, which we failed.
Went horribly wrong.
Yes. And then there was the other and far more important bit, which is the fundraising bit.
Of course, which you did, I was going to say also horribly right, but that sounds horribly. You just did very well and it's amazing what you've done.
Also failed.
Why
the target that I set was $100,000. And so far, we are at $85,000.
Oh, that's not far.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
Jesse, do you still have the duck fat?
Surprisingly, they didn't let me bring that back through customs.
I can get you some.
But we can get some.
There we go.
Steve Price gave me some duck
Gross.
Fat for my potatoes.
I do not want Price's duck fat.
Gave
and
me
what
duck
you
fat
and
for
Steve Price do.
Specifically the used duck fat.
Yeah, you know it was for Price's potatoes and whatever you call them. I don't want to know about it.
No, I've got duck fat from Price's potatoes that I can use for you.
I don't want Price's duck fat, mate, because I know it'll just be some creepy massage oil.
No, it was actually duck fat and it was really good. So I've got that. Yep, tick.
Tick. So, what about we complete an England to Belgium swim? Stay with me. So, here's how it's going to work. We need cold water, right? Melbourne, this time of year, has very cold water, which can emulate the temperature of the North Sea.
Okay.
So, how about we take a little trip down to Melbourne and we start in England? And when I say England, I of course mean one of those English pubs that is near the bay down by the water.
Okay.
Jesse, you duck fat me up.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm sitting there
yep.
in Speedos, duck-fatted, swim yep. cap, goggles.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Smash down a pint
mm-hmm.
or maybe whiskey to warm the soul.
Sure.
And then the run starts.
The run.
Yes, the run down to the bay.
Oh, okay, sure. I was going to say, I thought this was a swim, but sure, run.
But any swim, you have to start on dry land.
Okay.
Otherwise, so it doesn't
You run
count.
To the bay, yep. covered in duck fat in your
yes.
Speedos.
Yes. And out in the middle of the bay,
mm-hmm.
there's a Frenchman in a kayak.
Can I be the French person in the kayak?
Absolutely.
Does it have to be a man? Come on. What century are we in?
Sorry, I just didn't
French
think
woman.
You could kayak.
Well, give
I
us your accent.
Kayak?
Then, because...
Okay, yeah, give us your accent.
Oh, wee, wee, wee.
I just love you. Paddling
on.
Through. Wee, wee, wee. Wee, wee.
Hang on.
Wee, wee, wee.
If I shut my eyes, oh my God, I'm there.
Okay, so I'm your French woman in a kayak.
Yep. I go yep. out, I swim around you. And mm-hmm. you give us a bit of get out of the water.
Get out of the water.
Yeah, again.
Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I get back and I get out of the water and I run to a Belgian beer cafe and I down
oh
a pint and we're done.
That is an amazing idea. Mm. But and where does the $15,000 gap come in?
Because during all of that, we ask people for donations.
Oh, while as in, while you're running?
While my change. Speedoed ass is running on. No, not physically.
On air, you mean?
I mean, I could
well,
ask
won't
for
have
tap
any pockets to put
I,
it
yeah, in. Yeah, I could ask for tap and go, but I worry what I might get.
That's actually very
what
funny.
About
just
for every
little
tap and go. It's
just
10
a
bucks
red
for
ass.
100 bucks for every tap and go.
For each person that slaps me on the ass.
They pay to slap you on the ass.
I feel like the 1970s boardroom is calling because they want
you
back.
You're the one that said it had to be a man out in the kayak. They're not tapping me on the way through. They're tapping you.
Oh, God. So now the French woman doesn't want to be tapped on the ass.
Okay, I love this.
Okay.
So I'm a bit unsure again, just because this is about the donations. Mm. Where and how are people donating?
I feel like people should just donate.
Because you're willing to do that.
Sure.
Because what happens then when you do it, but then we haven't got to,
I stay in the duck fat.
Until we get to the 15.
My God, marinating
God, I'd be giving
fat.
You the 15 just to get you to put some clothes on.
Oh, see? This is perfect.
Oh, we're on.
This is perfect.
Oh, my God. Let's get Steve Price involved. Can he be
Why
the one to
laugh? You obsessed?
Laugh you up in his
Why are you
obsessed? Creepy French woman.
Steve Price.
Let us get Steve Price on the phone. Yes. And,
where is that little
where
man?
Where is your dog fat? I see.
Yeah, not enough fat.
Okay, done. Sorted. I'm in.
And we'll start taking your donations next. Give us a call, 131060.
Yep.
Anything you want to see added to our little course, you can add, and we'll do that next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Bonjour for your sales day afternoon. It is Kelly and Tommy.
It is Bastille Day, and you guys are right into it.
I was right into it. But then my mic wasn't on, so I'm now right into it again.
Oh,
in honour of the French plucking you out of the water mid-swim.
Yes.
131060 if you do want to donate because you didn't quite get to your target either.
$85,050 is where we're at because it is a fantastic course. Trying to find a cure for spinal cord injuries. $100,000 is our target and I would love to get there just so
you
the whole thing is not a failure.
Well, okay, can we talk about this for a second? I know we're going to get back to it being French Day, and that's still, I really can't do a French accent.
You can,
How
but it just sounds Indian.
How are
like
you feeling? We spoke to you Monday,
yes.
And you were absolutely destroyed. I don't think I've ever heard you so sad. How are you feeling now, 4 days on?
I'm trying to be more zen about it.
Successfully?
I have moments.
Yeah.
And then I have moments where I just think about it. It's just, with swimming, you get a lot of time to think.
Yes.
And so when I was swimming, I was thinking about all the people that have donated.
Aww.
And I was thinking about how wonderful that is. I was thinking about my friends with spinal cord injuries and I was thinking about how great it would be to find a breakthrough. And I was thinking about what a wonderful thing this whole thing is.
And it is.
I know. But then for it to stop and not go to its conclusion, which we were hoping for, it's hard to not be disheartened by that.
But that's what happens in life.
I know.
We don't always get the conclusion we want.
I know, mate. I'm standing here in a beret.
I know.
It is.
If you think this is how I wanted today to go, you are sorely mistaken.
Put your mustache back on.
Okay, okay. But anyway, if you have just joined us.
And where do people go? Call up now to donate, obviously, 131060 and give Tommy a G up. But where do they go online if they want to donate?
Tommy Little's Big Swim is where you look up. It is a Just Giving page. And like I said, there is $85,000 there at the moment.
That's incredible.
But we thought I would try and finish it.
Well, you thought. So
yes.
You want to run from an English pub.
I figure we'll start in England, yep. Which at the moment I'm thinking is a pub.
Yep.
And an then English in pub. My Speedos,
yep.
Get Jesse to duck fat me up or Steve
or
Price.
Pricey.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Price involved. You know I want him involved.
Yeah, but he always makes me duck fat him back.
Yeah. And well, mate, this is for charity.
That's
you
true.
Know, if it gets you an extra grand to duck fat Steve
How
Price.
How much do you reckon he'll pay me to duck fat him up?
Okay, so then you're going to run to a body
swim.
Of water.
I'm
you're thinking go
swim?
Down, do it in Melbourne, run to the bay.
Because it's cold enough and I figure yep. run to the bay and then have a French person, you at the moment, out in a kayak, which I yep. swim around and you can hit me with a baguette and so I bugger off.
Yeah, so I'm like the French in the
I
action swim
so.
Where I say, nah,
I
can't
so.
Go any further,
I
turn
so.
Around.
But I don't
Ooh,
turn,
I love this.
But I don't
role
turn
play.
Back. I keep going. I keep going and I swim back to the shore
yep.
and then I run on to a Belgian pub and yep. then I drink a Belgian beer.
And that way you have done completed your
yes.
mission of going
and
from England to Belgium
yes.
via the water.
And you
and
had an
doing
idea.
Doing so, you're trying
yes.
to raise an extra $15,000
yes,
to reach your target.
Yes, and you had an idea where people can slap me on the ass on the motorway.
Tap and go.
Tap and go
yep.
for $100 a tap, which is... fine.
Pretty cheap.
It's actually fine.
Sarah, what did you want to say?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. G'day, Sarah. Bonjour.
You should get, instead of Carrie being the Frenchman, you should get Manu from NKR to be the Frenchman
that
and turn get him out of the water.
Very
that
good.
Is a great idea.
That's very good. I was just trying to find a role, Sarah.
And though. I am assuming he lives in Melbourne.
I don't know
where he lives.
Can we get?
It's funny
we...
when you don't think of those people as having homes.
The French?
No, Manu. Like as in,
yes.
Like when you
I
just
think he lives on
them.
Set
yes,
at MKR.
That's what I mean.
Yes, and every now and then they just turn him off, and then he has a few months in the cupboard, and they bring him out. They dust him off. They pull the ripcord, and he fires back up, and they film again. Good on you, Sarah.
Good
that's
idea,
a great
Sarah.
Idea. Can
Let's
we try and chase Manu?
But he's got to be in the kayak with Pricey still.
Yes.
Ben from Lang Lang, what are you calling about?
Yeah, I'd like to make a donation and see Tommy Gunn go through all the way.
Yeah, great man.
What good you, on you, Ben.
What are you putting in, Ben?
I'll do $10.
Great.
Okay, so now we're
awesome.
Up to $85,060. Thank you, Ben.
Awesome.
Appreciate that.
Oh, we've got Nicole also, I think, wants to make a donation. Nicole?
Hey, guys. How you going?
G'day, Nickers.
Hey, I'd like to pre-purchase a tap and go.
Oh, you want to have a slap of the bot, Nick?
Why not?
That's no worries. It's going to be $100 though. Is that okay?
I'm totally fine with it. Good cause and good result.
Have you got a cheek? You like a preference? You want left or right?
Well, I think considering I'm right-handed, I might go for your left butt cheek.
Okay, but if you swipe it down the middle like a credit card, I'm going to be pretty unhappy, Nicole.
It's PayPass, not a credit card.
I want this to be an enjoyable experience.
You know, I was only joking about the tap and go.
Too late,
mate. You
don't
have to actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
When I've got a red rosy butt cheek next week, you'll be to blame. Nickers, thank you. We'll put you down for a pre-purchase tap and go.
Right.
Thank
Keep
you.
The calls coming. Meanwhile, we've got to go find some Belgian beer gardens and
yes.
some English pubs
and
a
Manu.
Frenchman.
Yep. Manu. And we've got to, have we actually got in touch with
oh,
Pricey
also,
yet?
Also, I forgot to mention our outfits.
Yes.
So I'm making Tommy right now also wear a French outfit.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm wearing a beret.
I know.
At Carrie Tommy Show if you want to see it.
You're wearing the full outfit with the full suspenders. I mean, me too. See, listen.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
That'll
be
that
the, that'll be the noise that people are tapping
really,
and going to
you
tomorrow.
Owe me $100. Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
And Bickers, we have had an amazing person call through who we are going to speak to. Maybe I would
start turning my mic on Jesse. Honestly, I've been doing this show with you for a long time.
He's looking at me going, why isn't it on? Honestly, I don't know.
But it's so hard because you're dressed as a French mime, and so I think you're just doing funny actions.
Yeah.
Hey, we've had a call who may be our angel to the rescue who we are going to speak to before 4 o'clock. Because
if it's true what I've heard, what this delightful lady is going to do, then, because there's going to be massive tears of joy.
At the moment, to complete the my fundraising goal of $100,000 for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia, we are going to complete the swim that didn't get completed, go and do a mini version of England to Belgium now.
You're going to start in an English pub.
Hopefully.
Then you're going to go for a bit of a swim. Yep. Then I'm going to be in a kayak as the French person saying, nah, turn like around, go back to shore.
Something like that.
And then you're going to head back to shore and end up at a Belgium beer cafe. And then you will have done England to Belgium.
We have Michael on the line. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Tommy. How are you? Hello, Carrie.
Very good. Michael, do you know a suitable Belgian beer cafe?
Yeah, I know of one in Melbourne, Belgium Beer Cafe Melbourne.
Oh, there you go. That pretty much
right
does,
near the river.
And how do you know about this cafe, Michael?
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Kerry.
How do you know about this cafe?
Well, I work here. So
great.
Michael, are you open to having a man in Speedos covered head to toe in duck fat indulging in a pint to finish this challenge?
Oh, I didn't know that was part of it. but maybe we'll get you on the loading dock instead. Of course. All are welcome, provided they behave.
I can't promise that either, but by the time I'm covered in duck fat, I'm hoping that I'm slippery enough that if Michael tries to apprehend me, I can just sneak right away. Michael, thank you. We will hopefully get to our fundraising goal and we will see you for said pint.
Oh, looking forward to it, yeah.
Can't wait. Thank you, Michael, because that's the Belgian bit. Do we have an English counterpart?
Apparently we do. Jackson, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Where do you work, Jackson?
I work at the Elephant and Wheelbarrow. I'm here behind the bar right now, British pub in the heart of the CBD.
Oh my gosh, this is heaven.
In the heart of the CBD. That's a long run for you to get from the heart of the CBD to the water. God, this has become a triathlon.
Jackson, do you have an Elephant Wheelbarrow that is closer to the bay?
I'd pick it up and move it if it'd make it easier for Tommy, but I'm not sure I can do that.
Why don't we put you in the wheelbarrow?
Oh my God, that's where Steve Price comes in.
Price has got to give me a lift. Anyway, Jackson, we can sort that out. Are you open to having a man covered in duck fat indulging in a pint at the Elephant Wheelbarrow?
Yeah, definitely something we'd be happy to do.
Fantastic. Would it be the first time?
I think so, yes.
Okay, that's good. Well,
Jackson doesn't seem overly enthused, I might.
No,
Jackson, maybe he's gone. Do you think he really wants you in there?
I'm not sure. I didn't want to dwell on it because it sounds like it's what we've got at the moment and it's what we're working with.
Do you think?
Yeah. Is Jackson, just give us the thumbs up. Is he impressed with us or?
Oh, he is.
Okay, great.
Thumbs up that we couldn't get one closer.
We've got an English pub. We've got a Belgian pub. This is a great start.
Great.
We need a Steve Price who is going to.
I'm working on that. I'll call him now and hopefully we'll get him on next.
Okay,
great. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers.
I've done it.
Do you have the man?
I've got him. I've got the man. He's a bit grumpy because he is in the middle of a golf course and he's hit himself into a bunker, whatever that means. I don't think he's hit himself.
No, he's got out of a bunker.
Pricey, are you there?
Got any idea about etiquette on golf courses, you clowns?
Oh, you're not meant to be on your phone. Oh, but this is for a good cause, Pricey. It's for a good... Now, you know how Tommy got plucked out of the water midway through his swim, by the French, and he couldn't complete it.
Yeah, I was on the desk Monday. I know. I interviewed the bloke.
Wow.
Bloody hell.
You know golf courses made you grumpy too. Okay, so but you know the reason he was doing it.
Charity, very good charity. Yes.
Absolutely incredible cause. So he's come up with he's come up with a plan.
Yeah, pricey to make up the extra 15,000 we need to get to 100,000. I'm going to start at an English pub in my Speedos. I'm going to have a drink and then I'm going to run in the Speedos down to the bay, do a quick lap around the bay. There needs to be someone in a kayak dressed as a French person. Carrie thinks that could be you.
I think that could be you and me together. I'll be there with you. Just hear me out. Hear me out. The only reason you're involved is because I also said you have duck fat.
Yes.
Because you
gave me duck
fat for my potatoes. And we need to cover him in duck fat. This is happening on the weekend. So, I need you. You and me in a kayak and some duck fat. Mm. Are you free?
When?
I just told you. We'll work out the details off air, okay?
We'll work around you, Price. As long as you can, as long as you can be there with duck fat.
I'll see you there.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Woo.
Oh my gosh, I've never been so stressed.
He does, mate. He can do that to you.
Yes. Hey, we do have an amazing caller that we have to get to.
I think this caller will make all of this worth it for you, Tommy.
We're going to do that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we are talking about completing the swim that didn't happen and doing a mini version of that involving a pub, an English pub, run. At the moment, that's looking like a 20K run in Speedos and duck fat. And then into the water for a swim, out past you or Pricey in a kayak.
Yep.
Covered in duck fat also.
Or both of us in a double kayak. Whatever, you know.
Weird. And then back in and then back and run to a Belgian pub.
And then you will have completed your challenge that you didn't get to complete, all in the name of charity, and you may reach your $100,000 target, which you also haven't reached.
Yes, and we're at $85,000 at the moment and trying to raise enough money to fund a trial to find a cure for spinal cord injuries. We've got a call. Now, I'm flabbergasted, firstly, at the notes that we have about this caller. To speak to her in person, I may as well welcome to the show. G'day, Deborah.
Hello, Tommy. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good, thank you. How's your afternoon, guys?
I'm dressed in a beret.
Yeah.
And it's been a little bittersweet for my first day back at work, if I'll be honest. How's your day going?
Yeah, good. I mean, sunny Melbourne, not.
Deb, have you been following Tommy's journey to try and complete this swim from England to Belgium?
Yes, a little.
And how did you
actually
feel?
I just managed to be in the car at a time that I'm not normally in the car, as I was saying to the producers, and I heard what you're on about, Tommy, and I can't even believe swimming in the ocean in these temperatures. Mm. So all hats off to you, all berets off to you, because seriously.
And Deb, he's put so much work in. I've watched this man commit himself to this for the last 6 months. It wasn't about just the swim on the day. It was about all the training that has gone in and the disappointment at getting halfway through and doing so well. They were on fire only to have the swim cut short. So this is something that meant an incredible amount to him and to the charity Spinal Cord Injuries that he's been raising money for.
Mm. Well, you said something earlier, Tommy, and you said nothing would be more disappointing than not reaching the target today. And that's what made me pick up the phone. So I want to donate to your charity today to make sure that you make it to the end.
What do you mean, Deb? You want to fill the gap from 85,000 to 100?
Yes.
Deb, that's too much and it's too generous. Oh, I mean, it's very
heartwarming. It's extremely generous for a great cause, Tommy. We're a fashion company. We are community-based.
What's the name of your company, Deb?
Brands for Us. We have great labels like Threads and Clarity, women's fashion brands, casual, and we try to do our best, and we're very community-based. Privately owned family company, myself and my two girls. And it's been a real success story. And I really, really admire persistence and due diligence. It's just fantastic what you're just trying to do. And I wanted you to get there, Tommy. It's really a great cause. So our company to you, Tommy, we'd like you to celebrate now, maybe throw up your beret and say you've got your $100,000.
Oh, Deb.
Deb.
cool.
You're making me cry a little bit, Deb. That is so lovely, and thank you.
You're never even in the car at this time, Deb. What are the chances that you heard that?
I know. I'm never, ever in the car, and I just could not believe it. And I just turned the radio on, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm driving into the city, and I'm thinking, oh, it's been really, really busy. And you came on, and it was just so refreshing, and I just love you guys anyway. But the fact is that you just had to make it, Tommy. It was the most important thing.
Do you know much about the charity that he's been involved in, Deb?
With the spinal injuries, yeah. A little bit, not as much as I probably could have, except to know that I've got people that I know very close to us that have got spinal injuries, and I just really know how much angst it puts people through, families, and not just themselves, but their families as well. It's really tough.
I'm in the same boat, Deb. And the positive thing is Australia is at the forefront of research in the area. And this is what I raised money for years ago when I did another event, and that helped to fund a trial that is happening now as we speak. Right. And this will go towards funding another trial. And
well, there you go.
These things going on, hopefully we get a breakthrough very soon.
Yes. But Tommy, don't think this lets you off the hook of running, swimming, and getting covered in duck fat Steve Price.
I will do that with the biggest.
If you want this money from Deb, she wants to see the proof of you completing this challenge.
I will do that now with the biggest grin on my face. Don't you worry. Deb, thank you so much. I can't
You're
say thank
welcome,
you enough.
You're most welcome, guys. All right. All the best, Tommy.
Thanks,
and
Deb.
Congratulations to the show as well. Bye, guys.
Much love. Thanks, Deb.
Bye.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. And, guys, it is time for a bit of new music. Pink has a brand new song called Irrelevant.
I know about this song. Do you know about this song, Jesse?
I know a little bit about this song, yeah.
It is called Irrelevant because, as you know, the Supreme Court in America overturned Roe v. Wade, instantly making abortion illegal in many states over there. And Pink, like so many people around the world, us included, was outraged at basically just returning back to the dark ages, and started tweeting very passionately about it. And a lot of people wrote back to her things like shut up and sing, and you're irrelevant, your views don't matter. And that was the beginnings of what became
that
this song.
The song Irrelevant. And on releasing this song, she has said, as a woman with an opinion and the fearlessness to voice that opinion, it gets very tiring when the only retort is to tell me how irrelevant I am. I'm relevant because I exist and because I'm a human being. No one is irrelevant, and no one can take away my voice.
Yeah, and her voice is throwing support behind the organisation When We All Vote, and all of the proceeds from Irrelevant will go to the National Nonpartisan Voting Initiative created by Michelle Obama. This is her brand new one. It's Irrelevant. Pink, Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is the brand new one from Pink. It's called Irrelevant. It's
song.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon.
Hey, Bickers, obviously we are back in the country now, but there are some things that have lingered from overseas. Are there any segments that you want to redo?
I have to tell you, we did Same Same But In A Cave with Pete Elliott on Monday.
What do you
and
mean?
He thought it was the worst segment he ever loved it.
He loved it.
Oh, and then we did the paper quiz and we got 5 out of 5.
No, you didn't.
We did. Yeah. We honestly got 5 out of 5 without you here.
What newspaper were you using? The grade 3 newsletter?
You've been saying I was the dead weight all along. I think it might be you.
To be fair, you're the one that says you're the dead weight. I say you've got to have more confidence in your answers.
No. Well, anyway, does it smell like paint in here?
Yeah. faint. Sorry. Jesse,
the brand new studios Jesse, are still being glued together.
Are you still tagging things? Do you know what his tag is?
What?
Jesse's tag is Big Boy 68.
Is it?
You can't tell people.
Oh, sorry.
Tag stuff.
That's not his tag.
I thought it was Big Boy 69.
Yeah.
That was my joke, but you try and make it subtle.
Sorry. I just leave the jokes to the comedian. Anyway, you asked the question, is there any segment that I've missed?
Or maybe I should just ask the question, is there anything or person you want to say thank you to?
Oh,
and is there anyone you want to say no thank you to?
I want to say no thanks to the French for kicking you out of the ocean.
That's great. Perfect stuff. Can I do a no thank you as well?
Yeah.
Whoever decided the breast was the spot to put the name tag.
What name tag?
Anyone's name tags. You always put it on your breast,
right? Do put it. Why do we put it on our breast?
I don't know, but more so than ever, it's the worst spot to put it.
Why?
Because if someone is wearing a name tag and you want to casually look down and see what their name is, you're just ogling them.
Or
no,
thanks.
Thank you. Or anyway.
No thanks. Is this a chance for people to call? 13, 10, 60.
Yes.
What do you want to say, thanks or no thanks to? Give us another example. What have you got for us?
I would like to say thank you to pubs who put handles on their beer glasses. So they serve them in kind of mini steins, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you. They're great to hold. They've never slipped out of my hands. Sometimes when I get a bit pissy, I drop the odd glass. So thank you to the people who put handles on, but also no thank you to pubs who serve beers in boots. Jesse and I went to a pub and they served us a beer.
You're doing a shoey.
But in a glass. And all it meant was it gets a big air pocket in the bottom of the shoe bit. And it shoots all over your face.
No thanks.
No thank you. Can I do another quick thank you?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to people who put push or pull on the door. They label it. No thank you to people who don't because they get it wrong every other time. Give us a call, 131060. Who or what do you want to say thank you? And what do you want to say? No thank you. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday afternoon, and who do you want to say thanks or no thanks?
Thank you or no thank you. Which one is it? Is it thanks or no thanks? Or
sorry, thank you.
Or no thank
you. Yes, because it is definitely thank you, because every time we say it, I'm going, oh, do I have to dunk?
Yes. I wanted to say thank you to people who put the label push and pull on their doors so we don't have to guess and look like an idiot.
But I'd like to say nothing. No thank you to those people, because there's nothing funnier than watching someone push when
That's
they're meant
true.
To pull.
That is very true. We're back to Jesse dumping again, aren't we?
Jordan, are you wanting to say a no thank you or thank you?
I'm wanting to say no thank you.
To who?
To everyone who reads customers who want to read our name badges.
Oh. So you don't like it when customers look at your name badge and go, oh, thank you so much for your service, Jordan. You've been wonderful today.
The only people who say that are old people.
Yeah, I do that.
But don't you like people using your name, Jordan?
That's another oldie talking to
you
there, Jordan.
I can't. It's like I can't respond like, thanks, Greg. I don't know your name. It's just one-sided, like, oh, shit. And sometimes I forget I have my name badge on.
And you wonder why this creep knows
and you're
your
like,
name.
How do I know this person?
And I'm like, who are you?
Okay, good. Jordan, have you thought about putting, like, do not read out above your name or something on your tag and adjusting?
Well, I have worn Andrew before, different name tag, and see if they'll still call me by that name.
Do they?
No, they sort of look up and down, which is even weirder.
Just put my eyes are up here, stupid, written on your name
tag. Yeah, maybe.
Thanks. Thank you, Jordan.
We've got Chubwa that's called up and said thank you for Taylor Swift.
Sorry?
Taylor Swift. I think a lot of people would say thank you for Taylor Swift.
But who are you thanking?
Pardon?
Who are you thanking for Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift's parents, I guess. Thank
no,
you.
They called us.
No, they called said, us to say
oh, for thank one, you for Taylor Swift. So we're not putting a message through to Taylor Swift's parents and saying thank you for getting a glint in your eyes that fateful night and doing the do and producing
Jenny,
one of the best
do you
want
to say thank you or no thank you?
I want to say no thank you.
No, Jenny.
Thank you,
it's not
Jenny.
For thank you, it's thank you.
No, thank you.
No, it's happened last time.
Okay.
Who do you want
not,
to say?
Not like thought. I thought. Oh, it's no. Like I fought. So it's.
Oh, yeah. Good clarification.
I want to say no thank you to you, Carrie.
Jenny,
no, I love your anger.
I may not have been over to England lately, but.
Don't call our segment, because our segment is thank you or no thank you. It's not thank you or no thank you, Jenny. And I love that you're here, Jenny, but unless you're going to participate properly, you can't be here. So let's try this again, Jenny.
Get her, Jenny.
Right. I feel like we might have a scrag fight.
I want to say no thank you.
Stick to your guns, Jenny. I like it.
Yeah. I like it too, Jen.
Yeah.
Who to, Jen?
I want to say no thank you to people that put coffee in glasses.
Oh, why, Jen? Like,
oh, because you burn your fingers or the stupid bit of paper comes off or
I'm
just put
you didn't
it in
say
a mug.
Fingers.
fingers.
thank you, Jenny. thank you, Jenny.
Love you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Oh, again.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up next, 20 grand on the line, all thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12 Guys.
Talk about star-studded Sam Neill, Brooke Satchwell, Brendan Cowell.
I love a bit of a courtroom drama.
I love a bit of Brooke Satchwell. She's such a superstar.
They're all superstars in this show. Okay. It is the courtroom. No, I mean, I love Brooke as well. Yeah, okay. I love Brooke from her Neighbours Day, but we're focusing on The 12, which is Brooke's new show.
Because I was going to say, I love Sam Neill from that. What was the second hunt for the Wheel
People? Okay. No, this is an awesome show, but it's all focused on the jury, and that is what we are focused on. We're next week with a jury of
12.
It's called 12.
Traditionally, always 12 people in a jury.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah, that's
we are going to give away
the 12.
$20,000.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home for your Thursday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
12 strangers locked in a room. 20 grand cash. One person will walk away with it all, but only if they can convince enough people in that room that they deserve it the most. Carrie and Tommy's. Who are you to judge? Thanks to the Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
This is exciting.
Isn't it? Oh, my God. The people we have been meeting along the way, some of them you can tell already they're going to play dirty next week.
Really?
Yeah. Because you can lie, cheat, steal. You just got to convince that jury in front of you that you're the one that needs the cash.
Yes.
Majority rules.
And if they can't decide on a majority, what?
Well, this is the fun bit. Then you listening now. You get to call in and you can sneak away with the 20K.
So if all these people agree, one person could walk away with that $20,000, and one of those people, our sixth juror that we are putting in, is Craig. G'day, Craig.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Look, we're pretty good. But firstly, how are you feeling?
Excited.
Okay.
A bit nervous.
Have you already thought about tactics?
I thought of a couple. Okay. Just put it that way. Okay. Yeah.
Are you going to give away that now with us, or are you keeping your cards close to your chest?
I'll share some. I'm pretty good at convincing people to think, you know, the worst in people.
Oh, God.
I've used that tactic before. You know, sneakily, just, you know, spread some rumours around.
Oh, my God, so Craig. So I love reading about you here. It says, I come across as a nice, lovable guy, but I'll lie, manipulate, double-cross anyone who gets in my way.
Well, I feel like the 12 of us would all do that in some way, in some form or another.
Well, let's find out, shall we, if everybody would do that. Tracy joins us on the line now as juror number 7. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi, my lucky number 7. Woohoo!
Oh. Now, Tracy, are you like Craig and you'd be prepared to lie, cheat and steal to get this cash?
No. Honesty is the best policy for me. That's my strategy, just to go in there and be completely honest.
Now, honesty works, I guess, if you've got a valid and a lovely
reason
that
to
people
need the
might empathise with and find it. Trace, can you tell us a bit about your story?
Yeah, so I have a sister who has 4 beautiful children. They range from 9 years to 17 years old. And there's 3 boys and 1 beautiful girl. And all 4 of them have muscular dystrophy. And they're all in electric wheelchairs. And I would love to give her $20,000 to help her buy a car so that they can go out as a family, because currently they have no transport whatsoever. They rely on taxis, which they have to have 2 of if they want to go somewhere as a family, because only 2 can fit in a taxi at a time. And so we're trying to get them a vehicle that's big enough to accommodate 4 wheelchairs so that they can start enjoying life again after being locked up from COVID for the last 2 years and not being able to go anywhere. So that's my goal.
And Craig, are you ready to really talk some smack about Tracy?
Oh, I wouldn't talk smack about Tracy. No, God, okay. No. Well, okay. Not now.
Yes, okay.
just to be clear, my motives might be, you know, all over the place, but, you know, the end goal for me winning $20,000 is, you know, really important.
We really paled in comparison, didn't it, Craig? This is why things will get very interesting. We wish everyone the best. We are going to be meeting the rest of the jurors. I'm sure you guys are going to be listening and seeing who else is in there. From our hearts, we wish you both the best, and we hope you walk away with the money. It is happening in a week's time. So do whatever you need to do to get yourself in the mindset, guys, and we will touch base with you then.
Awesome. Thank you.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, guys.
If you want to register, carrieandtommy.com.au. We're still taking some jury members. It's all thanks to the brand new Foxtel original drama series, The 12, now on Foxtel.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There is a new series starting on Channel 10 this Sunday at 7:30, and this is so exciting. It's all of my dreams come true. I've always wanted to hunt, and I've always wanted to be hunted.
Really?
It's called The Hunted. Yes. Like, look for someone, I mean, not hunters. No. Like, Yes. Look for people. the main investigator of this show, who we've just put a beret on because it's Bastille Day, guys, Chief David Craig joins us now.
Thank you.
Chief, so we've got so many questions for you.
Yes.
My first one is, are you a bounty hunter?
No.
Okay.
Not technically.
What is your resume for why you are involved in this show? Not the full resume, obviously, just a shortened one.
Yeah. The short one is 22 years with the Australian Federal Police, personal protection for a few prime ministers, ran the Bali 2 bombing investigation, a few police corruption investigations and counterterrorism and covert operations is my doctorate.
Which ex-PM was the biggest prick?
I am not at liberty to say, I'm afraid.
Was there one, though?
Oh, of course there was.
So can you tell us, as Bickers says, she's always had a fantasy of hunting and being hunted, can you tell us a bit about what the show is?
Look, this is a completely new concept, and I had nothing to do with this previously. They told me about it. I did the research overseas. So effectively, 18 ordinary Aussies go up against myself and my excellent team of hunters. So they have 21 days where they run, hide, any way they can, and we use every tool that we can, replicated law enforcement powers like listening devices, vehicle trackers.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
And it's just dynamic. It's very stressful for both sides, and it is intense. There's no host or anything. This is just a full-on action start to finish.
So how easy is it to stay in the zone? Like, do you guys keep thinking, oh, this is just a show? Or do you find yourself so involved that you actually believe you are on the hunt for these people? Do you know what I mean? Like, how much of it feels like you're in a reality show, and how much do you feel like you're actually doing this?
No, it was fair dinkum. Serious. Like, I mean, the footy grand final is just a game too, isn't it?
You know, get fully immersed.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. No, we treated this like the highest level terrorist investigation you could have. Oh, I threw every little bit of skill I have. I've got British intelligence ex-spies working for me, Australian SAS. My deputy has got an Order of Australia Medal for his work in special services, special operations. I've got cyber crime people, criminal psychologists to profile people. We threw everything at this. This was no sort of gore to given. I wanted to take everyone out. I'm very competitive and I wanted us to win.
Oh, my gosh. I just realised, I told Tommy before, we're not going to do it, don't worry, but I had plans that I was going to hide around the office and that he was going to hunt me because I was so into this show.
Right.
And then for a moment I had a thought that maybe you could hunt me around the office, but then I realised it was really weird to make a man of that.
Yes, stature.
Notoriety.
See if you can find me.
And I was going to be dressed like as a keyboard or a computer.
All right, now it is getting weird. Yes.
David, I have a question for you. Yes. I read an article about a man that they discovered on an island. He was Vietnamese, and it was 20 years later, and he didn't know the war had ended, right?
Yes.
And because there'd been no contact, and he was so deeply immersed in his role. Was it ever a possibility that one of these contestants was never going to be found and they wouldn't know that the game was over, the show was on air, and we would have lost them forever?
Well, all I can say is I wouldn't discount anything with this show.
Oh, my gosh, someone's still out there.
Oh, my God, I just read something. Were you in charge of keeping Pauline Hanson safe?
Yes.
Was that the biggest challenge of your entire career?
Isn't that pretty easy? Just keep her in Ipswich. That's fine.
Is that true? How recent?
It was back when it was very heated days. She had wow. federal protection. And I was one of a number of in the team. And she was very polarizing. So obviously with flaming red hair, she stuck out in a crowd. And some people really liked her. Some people really hated her. Either way, they wanted to approach her, which is a nightmare if you're doing personal protection for someone.
Because you can't tell which ones are good and which ones are bad.
That's right. Where's an edge weapon in the pocket, or is it just
a
hug?
Oh my god!
Oh wow. Okay. Well, we are all on board for this. We have so many more questions. We might have to get you back another day.
Oh, I'm happy to come back. This is fun. As long as I get a beret.
It may not be French Day that day.
Channel 10's new series Hunted premieres this Sunday at 7:30. Chief David Craik, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, mate.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.